Reach out and respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you for listening. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, as you know, we pray at the beginning of every hour during Pledge Drive, so that we can make our goal by the end of the week, which is tomorrow. At the end of the day tomorrow, we have to be completely funded for the next quarter. That's why we do the pledge drives. We don't accept any big government grants. We don't have, gigantic corporate dollars, nothing like that. It's all based upon your saying, yes, I want to keep Relevant Radio going strong. And so we do the pledge drives as infrequently as we can, but we have to do it in order to stay going. So thank you for praying for that goal with us. And of course, you know that whenever I pray that prayer, it extends to you and to your intentions. A friend of mine I was talking with him a little while ago, and he was telling me about a new prayer intention that he and his family have. So all of us praying together, we can expect great things from our Heavenly Father, right? I have no appetite for sharing bad news with you. I really don't. But from time to time, we have to talk about things that are negative. And I suppose there'll be a couple items on the agenda today. But I'd like to start with what I regard to be really good news and, quite frankly, exciting news, especially with regard to people who have lost their voice. And what I mean by that is maybe due to a tracheotomy or a cancer of the throat or some other type of problem, people can lose their voices permanently. And talk about a severe change in your way of life if suddenly now you can't speak, you can't express yourself. I've sometimes wondered, my gosh, what would that be like for me? I mean, this is what I do. And for many years now, the focal point of what I do has been to speak in public, speak on the radio. So to be deprived of one's voice, you can only imagine how depressing, how terrifying that would even be for people. Now, one person who's gone through that for some years now, you know him, you've seen his movies, you'd recognize him instantaneously. He's played Batman. He was Iceman in Top Gun. He was the nemesis of Tom Cruise's character. He played Doc Holliday in Tombstone. I'm your Huckleberry, and that is none other than Val Kilmer. He's my age. Yeah, he's a few months older than me, but we're born in the same year, I think. Or he might be born the year before me, but we're right around the same age. And he got throat cancer some years ago. And the throat cancer had to be treated, and as part of the process of the treatment, he wound up losing his voice. And he can only sort of croak out some words. And if you can Google him and look on YouTube, for example, and you'll see him before and after. And of course, he had a very mellifluous voice before. I think it had a lot to do with his staying power in Hollywood and his popularity in movies and such. But after his cancer treatment and the tracheotomy that was performed, he no longer had vocal cords. He could no longer speak the way you and I normally do. We take it for granted, don't we? And so in his case, he had to speak the way many people in that situation do, by putting a finger over, I guess, part of the hole in his throat, and then pushing, speaking, but not with vocal cords. And it comes out as a kind of a croak. And it's very difficult to understand. You can understand him. In fact, Cyrus, you and I were talking about that it's not really a series, the new show, the new movie that himself produced, Val.
Yeah, Val. It's so good. It's on Amazon Prime. Well worth the hour and a half.
I thought so, too. I really liked it. I mean, I've liked his acting for so many years. I actually read his autobiography just recently, and it filled in a lot of details. But I won't get into, like the life that he led or anything else. He's a Christian Science practitioner, and so he has a kind of form of Christianity, but not exactly what we would recognize. So in any case, without talking about his life or anything like that, just this is a breakthrough that I find very encouraging, and I'm happy to share this good news with you. He has teamed up with an organization that has, using artificial intelligence, the organization is called Sonantic. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. Yeah, Sonantic. They use artificial intelligence to recreate his voice, and we have some of it to play for you. So this is now post-surgery, post-cancer, lost his voice, Val Kilmer.
Well, let's save that for last. So I have I have a couple of things here. I thought it'd be fun. I've got some movie lines. So this is Val Kilmer. This is a few seconds long. Let's see if you can guess, if you can name these movies, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Your Tombstone. I didn't even have to think about that.
I knew you knew that one.
Play that one again.
All right, here we go. Well, and then I'll play the second one too. All
right. I'm your Huckleberry.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the...
That was fast. You didn't even need the whole Iceman bit for that. Yeah. That was good. All right, here, let's continue.
That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
The bat signal is not a beeper.
Huh, Superman.
You know, Ed, if I thought you weren't my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Obviously, Tombstone.
Yeah, and that one deserved two spots. Yeah. Okay, so that's how he sounded through the years. And then after the chemotherapy, this is a scene from the movie. It's a very emotional movie. You know, you're going to, if you watch this, you're probably going to
cry. I got misty-eyed. Toward the end, I got kind of misty.
This is one of those misty-eyed spots where he's not really acting anymore as much. And so he's flying around the country doing these events, and he's being celebrated for his past life,
I want to jump in on that one, too. This is part of what was very sad. Because of his amazing career, he's now been kind of reduced to signing memorabilia. Yeah. Signing people's T-shirts. And so he would be paid a fee by the organizing group to come in. So he would make, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000, whatever they pay him. And then he sits there for 6 hours and he just signs stuff. People bring books or pictures, T-shirts, what have you, and he just sits there and signs them. He can't really talk to them very much at all because of the way his voice is. So you'll hear, is that what we're going to hear now, Sire?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a weird juxtaposition because he's really grateful for the fans and he's grateful for the opportunity, but at the same time, you can see the sadness and you can hear it. So this is Val Kilmer a couple of years ago with the voice box.
Sometimes I feel so low and I have the blues really, really hard about having to fly around the country.
So you get the idea.
Yeah.
Very, very, you have to really concentrate to hear him. And it's got to be so hard for someone that's used his voice for his whole life to express himself.
And I don't know if it's in that particular scene, but it's in one of the scenes around that time where he's at that conference signing stuff. And he says, words to the effect that, you know, it's really hard for people to understand me now. He says, I feel like I'm the same person. I am the same person, but I can't speak the way I used to. And there's a scene where he's, I guess he's just like super exhausted. He's just wiped out. And did you see, you notice it, Cyrus, where they're taking him away so he can go rest, but they've got like a blanket over him. He's in a wheelchair and there's a blanket covering him so that people won't see who it is. Mm-hmm. And then he's like in a room somewhere, curled up on a couch, getting some rest before he goes back out there to sign more stuff. That was a hard part for me to watch.
Yeah, it really humanizes him. He's not just this big-time actor that's saying all these cool lines. It's a human being, and he's really hurting.
Yeah.
But so that was then, though. And so now with this new technology, this is what he sounds like.
I have the capacity to be creative. We're all driven to share our deepest dreams and ideas with the world. When we think of the most talented creative people, they speak to us in a unique way. A phrase we often hear is having a creative voice. But I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, My voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more. A part that was never truly gone. Just hiding away.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's the gift of artificial intelligence put to good use. We have to take a quick time out. We have a message here from Father Rocky, and I'll get right back to you right after this.
This week is just flying by, and we have only the rest of today and tomorrow to reach our need of $2.7 million. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky. And if you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month reduces our mailing cost. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about that at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so reach out and respond and have your gift of any amount doubled. Please call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
And do we have some super exciting news for you this hour? We have had a generous donor who has stepped up, and they have offered $10,000. $10,000 in matching funds for this hour. You know what that means? That means if we can raise $10,000, they'll up it another $10,000. But we need you to help us claim that $10,000. And Patrick, wouldn't it be great if we could do that within the first like 15 minutes of the hour and then blow the whole hour out of the water?
Yeah, I'm tongue-tied right now. I'm still thinking about Val Kilmer and that amazing breakthrough. Yeah, this is Pledge Drive Thursday. Very big deal because tomorrow is the end of our Pledge Drive. We have to have everything wrapped up by the end of the day tomorrow. So the way to step in and make your pledge is, as Mary was mentioning, go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Or if you want to do it by phone, that's easy. Just call us at 877-291-0123. Please note that when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more online, whether at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app, we will send you that conversation that we recorded between Josh Raymond and myself. Josh, as you know, is the host of the Inner Life program, which comes on immediately after this one ends. And he and I share from long experience, having raised a lot of kids, he and I both. And we talk about what some of the practical things are that you can use to help your kids come back. Or maybe if they're not your own kids, somebody that you care about. What can you do? What are some things that really work? And we share those with you candidly. I think you're really going to like this talk, and you'll get it digitally if you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more on the relevantradio.com website or using the Relevant Radio app.
We need you to call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. And good news, too, it is a dollar. It is a partnership challenge hour this hour, so every single gift is matched dollar for dollar. When you visit us at relevantradio.com, use your smartphone or you can make the gift at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And I tell you what, the dollar a day was very popular yesterday. Everybody is loving this book, The St. Monica Club. That's yours when you make your gift of a dollar a day at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow, and we're only sitting at about halfway, so we've got a hill to climb, but we can do it if you join the team. You reach out and respond.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, longer. Let's do it.
I say this every time. I will never tire of that opening for the show. I love that.
I love it too.
Okay, so we're talking about Val Kilmer, this amazing technological breakthrough, and I want to hear some more of his voice in a minute because it sounds like him, and it really, I guess you might say, is him. It's a synthetic reproduction of his voice using artificial intelligence, and I love that, and I want more of those kinds of things. Just imagine the other things we could do to help people with some of this new technology. Now, to juxtapose that, Cyrus, with what I posted on Twitter just before the show started. Did you see that? What I posted?
I'm going there right now. All right. You always surprise me with these posts right before the show.
Sometimes they're about you. This one isn't.
Yeah, I know they are.
So this is from CBS News. You'll see it if you go to my Twitter feed, at Patrick Madrid. It's one of these Boston Dynamic robots. I've never seen one this sophisticated, though.
Stuff of nightmares.
Yeah. I mean, you have to watch this. It's hopping and jumping and running and doing backflips and going up and down stairs. It's very agile. It looks unstoppable. And the caption I wrote at the top was just the first thing that came to my mind was, imagine one of these things pursuing you. If you were, I don't know, a criminal, or maybe if you weren't a criminal, you're just an innocent person and they sick one of these on you to go find you. And there's no way you can get away from it. It would just be terrifying. So this isn't, oh, there's two of them. Yeah, see, the second guy pops in.
And No. Have these people never seen any science fiction movie ever?
I think they have. That's why
they would know not to make this stuff.
Yeah. Well, just when Skynet becomes self-aware, you know, these guys are going to go berserk.
You know what this reminds me of is RoboCop, super mm-hmm. violent 80s movie. And there's mm-hmm. this, before they make the RoboCop guy, they make this other big machine that's like, you have 15 seconds to comply. And that terrified me as a child. And that's exactly what this thing looks like, but more agile. It looks like it can go up and down stairs, which the RoboCop
Thanks for giving me that little bit of information about you, Cyrus. That I'm going to file that away for future use. So take a look at these robots. And this is artificial intelligence too. And I guess this is good. I mean, if they go into battle and they fight against the Taliban, I'd like to see fewer of our men and women have to go into harm's way and more robots go into harm's way. That's fine with me. Or they can do dangerous things like defusing bombs or chasing criminals. I mean, I'm in favor of those kinds of things. But this also, like you suggested, Cyrus, it's the stuff of nightmares because it could be put to nefarious uses if these things are turned loose on people who are innocent. So with that as kind of a backdrop to this, let's hear again the artificial intelligence reproduced new voice for Val Kilmer. Cyrus, you have 15 seconds to comply.
We all have the capacity to be creative. We're all driven to share our deepest dreams and ideas with the world.
Sounds like Val Kilmer.
When we think of the most talented creative people,
it does.
They speak to us in a unique way. A phrase we often hear is having a creative voice. But I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking.
Cyrus, pause.
Despite all that.
Okay, do me a favor. Just for people who may be tuning in right now and didn't hear it, because we have phone calls to get to and other things, but play, I don't know, 10 seconds of Val Kilmer trying to speak given the injury to his throat because of cancer, and then we'll compare that or contrast that with what this breakthrough with artificial intelligence has now done for him to be able to speak.
I don't look at him. I'm selling basically my old self, my old career.
Okay. And now this.
In creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's
but
amazing.
Now I can express myself again.
Yeah.
So I can bring these dreams to you.
You'll post links to these things, Cyrus, right, on the show Twitter feed?
I will, yeah.
Okay. Just it's one of those great things. I love to be able to share good news with you. This is good news, certainly for Val Kilmer as a person, but it's a a good use of science, a good use of artificial intelligence. I know that there are many other good uses for this. And science is not our enemy, and progress is not our enemy, as long as science and progress are moving in the right direction and doing good things, as opposed to evil things. So whenever I can showcase and highlight some wonderful aspect of our scientific knowledge, I'm very happy to do so. Let's go to the phones. The number to dial to be on the air with me today is 888-914-9149. Let's go to Tom in San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Hello, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, quick question, please. What is the status of Adele Bryce, B-R-I-S-E, the nun to whom Lady of Good Help appeared in Wisconsin a number of times?
It's interesting that you asked that question, Tom, because I happen to have been at the shrine in Champion, Wisconsin this past weekend, and I was there to give a talk to pilgrims, and it was quite a large audience there. And I asked that same question. I asked the administrator with whom I was working that day, what is the status of her cause? And the answer that I got, I was actually surprised by it. Apparently, the cause has not yet been opened for her canonization. So as I understood him, there's still in the paperwork gathering phase and getting together the things that are necessary to open the cause, but it hasn't yet been opened from what I was told.
Well, again, look at the amount of time it took for the children at Fatima.
True. That's true. Yeah. And Sister Lucia has not yet been canonized. So the two younger ones, Jacinta and Francisco, they've been canonized, but not Lucia. Not yet, anyway. I think it's... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
How about that?
I was going to say, I think it's... honestly, I think it's a good thing to take time before somebody is beatified and then canonized. And that was the custom in the church from time immemorial, at least since canonizations were a thing, and that is to take a long time. It often would take hundreds of years before somebody would be canonized. And among the reasons for that is you never know what might surface 50 years or 100 years later, something that might show that the person wasn't really as heroically holy as people thought. I mean, people in our own lifetimes have shown that, where maybe a priest, for example, or a bishop or a founder of a religious order or something was thought to be very holy and very close to God, only to find out later that it really wasn't true. And so haste in regard to canonizations, I think, is a bad thing for the church. I would be happy if the church were to revert back to, let's take our sweet time and let's turn over every rock and look for every possible bit of evidence before we make this decision. I think that's always the more prudent way to go.
Which was the case of Joan of Arc.
Yeah, among others. Among others. Okay. All right, Tom. Hey, I've got to run, but thank you so much. That's an interesting topic to consider. I appreciate that. Another interesting topic to consider, if you ask me, is the fact that Pledge Drive ends tomorrow. At the end of the day, we have to be at $2.7 million, which is our need for the next quarter to stay fully funded. That's where you come in. We really need you right now to help us continue the momentum to get to the goal tomorrow. So please call us at 877-291-0123.
That is 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Or even better yet, you can visit us at our website, which is relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app on your smartphone or tablet. You know, think of all of the great things that Relevant Radio does for you each and every day, all the different show hosts throughout the day. They kind of bring your faith and open it up and bring it alive in so many different ways, from your everyday life, you know, running in the world, how do you engage in the world as a Catholic, to write down good solid Bible studies. We've got it all. And of course, prayers. We've got the rosary that we pray every evening with the rosary Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with Drew Mariani. Oh, did I mention his name?
Never heard of him.
He had some record hours yesterday, Drew. You know what? Our goal today is to blow his set, you know, raise the bar for Drew, make him work harder today than he did yesterday. So help us out. Help us hit some really big goals this morning here on the Patrick Madrid Show. And to do that, we need everyone listening right now to do your part. Stop what you're doing. Take just a minute and either visit the website, relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. If you've already given during this pledge drive, do it again and just make a simple $5, $10, $25 one-time gift. If not, well, come on, join the team. Put in that recurring gift of $25 a month or even $100 a month.
You know, when we talk about teams here at Relevant Radio, there's no question but that Drew is our star quarterback. And all you have to do to prove that to yourself is look at his numbers during pledge drive. They're just insane. He's a machine. And he does such a great job. So, Mary, when you say, let's beat Drew, I think, yeah. Yeah, right.
We know in the end we'll be eating humble pie, but, you know. But
if we we'll enjoy the come run anyway. Close. If we could even just come close to Drew Mariani, never heard of him, but if we could just come close to him, we'd be popping champagne corks around here. So yeah, let's give it the old college try, and you know, we can do it if you call 877-291-0123. You'll get that digital download of the conversation that Josh Raymond and I had about how to help your kids come back to the Catholic Church. And I'm telling you, we share some stuff with you on this. In this conversation that really works. These are practical tips. You could begin using them right away. Cyrus told me that after he listened to it, when he was recording it for us, that he went home that day and was using that on his kids. So you'll get that when you make your pledge $1 a day or more at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you for that call. We need several more. Join the team. Reach out and respond.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Did you know that Catholics in China are being ordered by the Chinese Communist Party to celebrate the Chinese Communist Party and not go on Marian pilgrimages? This is an article in the National Catholic Register. Catholic dioceses across China hosted celebrations of the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party this year. Yay! While pilgrimages to China's National Marian Shrine were forbidden. Every community, every diocese has done congresses, performances, theaters, and even pilgrimages to the places of the Communist Party history, says Father Bernardo Cervalera, a missionary priest and journalist who's closely covered the church in China for the past 2 decades. He's the editor-in-chief of Asia News. Bishop Joseph Li Shan of Beijing hosted a watch party at the bishop's residence for President Xi Jinping in a speech he gave on July 1st, marking the CCP's centennial, Communist Party of China. 40 priests and church members attended a symposium in another province that I won't try to pronounce because I can't, to study how to implement the spirit of President Xi's speech. And Catholics in Hubei held a flag-raising ceremony in celebration of the Communist Party, according to the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association website, quote, but they are forbidden to go on pilgrimage to Our Lady of Shaishan, which is the national sanctuary for Our Lady in China. In the nearly 3 years since the Holy See entered into an agreement with Chinese authorities in September of 2018, the situation on the ground has been very difficult for underground Catholics and for those under the leadership, more so, of course, than those under the leadership of the Patriotic Association, which is controlled by the government. For the underground Catholic community, life, Father Chervalera says, has been very harsh. He says, we have seen some convents of sisters destroyed, churches closed. We have seen priests chased from their parishes and also some seminarians forbidden to study theology. And also bishops who are arrested or in whole house arrest 24 hours a day. Government-approved Catholic Church. You think you have it bad here. And, you know, in our own world, our own bubble here in the United States, if your parish church closes during COVID or you can't receive the sacraments, I mean, yeah, that's a cross to carry. I'm not minimizing that. But you gain some perspective, don't you, when you compare those difficulties that we've experienced here with what's going on in China and the faithful Catholics there who are suffering in such ways. There really is no comparison, if you ask me. We have it so much easier here. We should not take that for granted. Government-approved Catholic churches, on the other hand, have comparatively more freedom of worship, but they face other challenges, including pressure from the Chinese Communist government to censor parts of Catholic teaching, while including Chinese nationalism and love for the party. And keep in mind, this is the Communist Party, which by definition is atheistic. They're built on atheism. In fact, just to harken back to that tweet that I shared with you yesterday, you may remember I sort of turned around a tweet that Godless Liz had tweeted, whoever she is, and I don't know who she is, but some lovely young woman posted on Twitter kind of a slam against religion. And so I responded to her with a tweet of my own, and if only I could find it, I could share it with you, but I can't find it. She said that she's opposed to religion because it's harmful and such, and in just a moment I'll have it, and then I can read it to you, and, well, I thought it was there, and I can't find it. What can I tell you? So maybe I'll find it, and I'll share it with you again. But this is what's going on here in China. Catholic priests who minister in China legally are required to sign a paper in which they promise to support the Communist Party in China. They are only allowed to minister in recognized places of worship in which minors under the age of 18 are not allowed to enter, because they don't want the children to be brainwashed by these Catholics. Above all, Father Cervalera says, above all, they have to praise the glory of the Communist Party. According to the Vatican, five bishops have been appointed under the framework established by its agreement with Chinese authorities since 2018. The church is in need of at least 40 bishops in China that still need to be appointed. From what I can see, Father Savalera says, from what I can see, bishops who have been ordained, nominated, and ordained, they are all president or secretary of the Patriotic Association. So this means that they are very near to the government. Ahead of the Chinese Communist Party's 100th anniversary, the government launched an app and hotline in April through which citizens were asked to report anyone who questions the CCP's, the Communist Party, account of its own history, something the government referred to as historical nihilism. This is insane. It's not new. These things have happened before, but it's insane. And when I consider the relatively mild hardships that you and I have to deal with here, I think about what they're going through there, and it just makes me grateful for the way we have things here, quite frankly. It's a matter of perspective, if you ask me. Let's go now to Bill in Warwick, Rhode Island. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, hi, Patrick. Listen, I just saw in the paper that Cardinal Burke is in the hospital, severely ill.
Yes.
You must know about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I reported
that little detail yesterday. I think it was toward the beginning of the program, asking people to pray for him. Yeah, he's not doing well. I get the impression that he's probably very near death, and so I'll be sad for sure, and I will encourage everyone to pray for the repose of his soul. He was a great man, is a great man. But I won't be surprised if this ends in his death. It just doesn't look good.
That's too bad, I guess. Listen, it says here in the paper, you tell me if they're right, he's a vaccine skeptic. Have you heard that?
Have I heard the term? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, if it applied to him.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I talked about that yesterday. This is why all I ask of you, Bill, is 3 hours of your life every day. If you just listen 3 hours to this program each day, I'll be satisfied. And yesterday, in the early part of the show, I talked about that very issue, that they were people in the mainstream media, and even, you know, sorry to say, the far left Catholic Amen Corner, some of them anyway, they're bringing that up. Yeah, he was a vaccine skeptic, and they don't quite come out and say, so, you know, serves him right or anything like that. But I detect an undertone of that. But mainstream media.
I was just looking on Twitter. What do you see? I'm seeing some really awful, awful comments. Just people are cold.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his own.
He deserves this.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. This is
That's a stupid thing to say.
This is sad. I don't know why this still surprises me, Patrick, when I see this stuff.
Well, because you expect better from people. I expect, especially Catholic people, or at least they're ostensibly Catholic, I expect that they would be a little more grown up, a little more compassionate.
A little more compassionate. Yeah.
Or as they say in Chicago, compassionate. I can do a good Chicago accent with words that have those kind of vowels because you add an extra vowel. I'm passionate about things like that. You've gone silent, Cyrus.
I'm not following.
You're afraid to say anything right now, aren't you?
I know when you are laying a trap for me, and I'm not walking into it.
Well, Bill, that's the long and the short of it. Yes, His Eminence is gravely ill. We hope he recovers. I pray that he recovers. I'm not so optimistic about that. But in any case, he's in God's hands, and we pray for him. Thank you for the call, Bill. Getting back to this whole COVID thing, Cyrus, and what you're referring to about people gloating about those who questioned COVID-19. You know, there's almost a schadenfreude where they take pleasure in somebody's demise because, ha, 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 he denied COVID, and look, COVID got him in the end. Well, somebody who's getting that treatment right now, he is the recently deceased Protestant so-called Bible prophecy teacher, Jimmy DeYoung Sr., who questioned whether the COVID-19 vaccines are being used as a form of government control. He died after a week-long battle with the coronavirus. He was 81 years old. This, by the way, courtesy of Christian Post. His death was announced on several social media platforms. God has called a faithful servant home. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung passed away early this morning at Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee. His daughter, Jody, wrote on Facebook. And it gives some, you know, some nice comments about him. And other people, you know, they looked at it a different way. They looked at it, well, serves him right, because he was a vaccine skeptic. He has expressed or had expressed skepticism about what might be in the COVID-19 vaccines during an interview with the American Pastors Network back in February. He was asked if it was asked if it was a viable possibility that ultimately the government can make this a mandatory vaccine so that everybody has to take it in order to do business, to travel, for whatever reason. These are all very familiar questions, because we've been talking about them here quite a long time as well. And he says, could this be another form of government control of people? So he was known for asking things like that and talking about things like that. One thing that I noticed here is, and this is just a theological thing, his daughter posted on her Facebook post about her father, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that is a misquoting of the Bible. In a couple of places where St. Paul talks about that, he says, I would rather be absent from the body and present with the Lord. I would rather do this. I would prefer to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. But this is a very common misquotation of Scripture, sadly, among Protestants, and that is, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that sort of ties in with their belief of once saved, always saved. At least many Protestants believe that. So I just took note of that, and it's something to be aware of. I'm noticing some really good news here. Cyrus, you just handed me a note, and I want to share that.
Please
Thank you.
Do. Yes.
Hand me more notes like this, please. I want more of these.
I told Nancy the same thing.
Yeah, this is awesome. So we just got a gift of $6,000 from Rosa in Laguna Woods, California. Rosa says she loves Relevant Radio and the repartee of Patrick and Cyrus in the morning. It gets her day off to a great start. That is awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Can we get
Thank
a little
you.
Cowbell going for
oh.
Rosa? I mean,
That's
we need some cowbell
idea.
For this.
Yep, I have a fever, Patrick.
I got a fever.
And
the only prescription is more cowbell.
And I can't find my cowbell.
Oh, my
Where'd
gosh.
It go? Someone took my cowbell. I had it right here, and it's gone.
Well,
Rosa,
you know what?
You deserve a cowbell. I
tell you what,
Rosa,
keep talking for just a second. Keep talking.
Do you have? Okay, so I think Patrick right now is getting into his bag of toys. And I hear, I believe that
I
is a cowbell.
I have a real cowbell. This
like,
is
like a heavy, real cowbell?
Uh-huh. And there's a very nice lady who listens to Relevant Radio every day. She listens to the Patrick Madrid Show every day. And she knows that I like that line from Saturday Night Live. You know, I got a fever, got to have more cowbell. So she actually got me a real cowbell. This is a big honking cowbell. Listen to this thing.
That is so funny. You talked about needing some duct tape. And lo and behold, the next day you're getting duct tape.
This lady brings me a roll of duct tape.
You needed a cowbell. Someone brings you a cowbell. Well, we need some big donations.
Well, we just got one from Rosa. Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, Rosa. And we need to get to this miracle moment.
We do indeed. Gosh, I still want to talk about Rosa, but Rosa, you understand. We have to continue. Thank you so much. God bless you. May God reward you. And we'll be right back.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Got a great testimony on my book, too. I was going to share it during the chaplet. One lady wrote to me. She had all these intentions she was sharing with me, but she says, I gave it to my sister. My brother-in-law is, he was either atheist or Protestant, and he just didn't believe, right? Read the book, and now he's praying the chaplet every day. So, I love it. Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who, I think she said he was an atheist, didn't believe in God. Now he's now praying the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
It's exactly how we do it. Can you help us out here at Relevant Radio? Either visit our website, relevantradio.com, use the app, or call 877-291-0123. That $6,000 gift is very helpful. So far, we're sitting at 55 gifts in for the hour, and we need to see at least another 100 people in the next 15 minutes. That's a lot, but we can do it if you do your part. And when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or you open up the app on your phone or your tablet, you can see some of the great thank you gifts that we have available for you. One of my favorites is this Mary Untire of Knots. It's a framed print. And when you look at where our world is today, there are knots all over the place that need untying. Mary will help guide you and remind you of that. It's actually a gorgeous print, and it's a beautiful copy of the original, which is it Augsburg, Bavaria, I believe, in Germany?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you can see that when you visit our website and make that gift. To receive that image, you need a $50 a month gift or a one-time gift of $600. So if you can do that, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people right now that can make that type of a gift, that would be great. And perhaps you can join Rosa and join that $6,000 club or $5,000 club. That would be great too. Yeah. All you have to do is simply reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use your app or smartphone or call 877-291-0123.
Easy as pie or easy peasy lemon squeezy, which I'm surprised, Mary, we haven't said yet, or I haven't said that yet this whole week. So here we go.
I said it last night playing cards with Michael. I got mine in.
Who won? Did you win?
He won one and I won one.
Good. Right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Exactly.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So it is easy to make your pledge. It's quick, it's easy, and it's secure if you make your pledge online of $1 a day or more by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. Two things happen. Number one is you'll be in and out quickly, and you're going to feel good because you'll know that you're part of the winning team. And you will also receive almost instantaneously this recorded conversation that Josh Raymond and I did about how you can help people come back to the Catholic Church, in particular your children who have drifted away. So I want you to have this. Cyrus, back me up on this. You heard it when you were recording it. You think there's merit to this? You think there's value in this?
I think it's amazing. Yep. I went home and I did it again last night. And it's, I'm making, you know, it's baby steps with kids. But I'm reinforcing with the things
don't let
that
them
I learned
hear it or they'll
Josh.
Know what you're up
oh,
to.
Oh yeah, this is all from me. I'm not letting them know I got this from you.
We are in a match hour, so your gift will be matched dollar for dollar at 877-291, and we still need 95 people. Come on, reach out and respond. We need you to make that gift now at relevantradio.com, on the app, or by calling us at 877-291-0123.
A double pleasure's waiting for you.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
A double great feeling, making you realize double is the one for you.
I remember this. Well, it's a real good feeling knowing your gifts are being doubled.
Doubled. Love it. Double the pleasure, double the fun, double the dollars.
So Rose is 6,000. What does that turn into if you double it, Patrick?
Let me put on my thinking cap. 6,000, carry the zero, carry the zero, carry the zero. $12,000.
All right, so what do we do when we double the anonymous gift that just came in from Los Angeles? $5,000 from Los Angeles. Thank you, anonymous.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Now, that's an anonymous gift?
That math I can do. That's $10,000.
That is phenomenal. Thank you, anonymous. Thank you.
That is amazing.
I'm from Los Angeles, so I'm feeling the love from my people.
And here's, Rosa, here's your cowbell. And anonymous, this is yours too. There you go.
Okay, let me do my cowbell. I think yours sounds a little more, I don't know.
Well, I got to a little less enhance. Clunky. I got to enhance some of the sounds of my cowbell.
Very good.
All right, back
love
to work.
It.
Back to work.
Thank you, Anonymous in Los Angeles. We're greatly appreciative. Rosa, greatly appreciative. Rosa is in Laguna Woods, California. I grew up not far from there. And so... yeah, thank you. It's just, what else can we say? May God reward you, and may other people listening emulate you. So we know Rosa was in a position to make a pledge of $6,000. We know that Anonymous in LA was able to make a pledge of $5,000. Are you able to do something similar? If so, call us at 877-291-0123. And we have operators standing by waiting to talk to you. You can do the same thing for any amount. If you want to pledge $50,000, we will cheerfully accept it, believe me. You can do it online as well. Just go to relevantradio.com, or you can use the Relevant Radio app. It's very easy. If you don't have the Relevant Radio app, it's very simple to get it on your phone. You just tap in the app store, put in Relevant Radio, and up it comes. You tap it, and you can make your pledge. The neat thing about the app, and I've talked to tons of people over the years about the Relevant Radio app. I talk to Uber drivers. Usually by the time I get where I'm going, the Uber driver has, you know, like maybe at the stop sign where we have a stoplight, we have to wait for a minute or so. Sometimes they've downloaded the app on their phone, even while they're taking me to my location. It's a great tool for evangelization. It's a great way to let people know about the faith in a way that they've never experienced before, and it's free. So every show that's on live, you can hear it live. You tap that button on the Relevant Radio app. But everything that you hear, or maybe better put, the things that you miss because you're working or you're going to wherever, you can't hear things live, you can hear everything because it's all archived. It's all podcastable, and it's right at your fingertips. And if you have an internet connection or a cell phone connection, you everything, this whole world is at your fingertips with the Relevant Radio app. So as far as our purposes go this morning, if you don't have the app, you can tap it, get it on your phone, and then you can make your pledge. And as I was saying earlier, when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more, either at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app, we will send you by email this conversation that I had with Josh Raymond about how can you practically, easily, without breaking a sweat, without feeling weird, what can you do to help your family and friends come back to the Catholic Church? Josh and I share some really good tips with you, and it goes way beyond just pray for them. Obviously, you need to pray for them, but there's plenty more you can do, and we show you exactly how to do it. So make your pledge now, a dollar a day or more, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
It's been an exciting morning, but we still have a ways to go in this hour. 6 minutes, not a lot of time, but we need 86 people who are still going to join us and keep this hour of programming on the air. We need you to reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Every single gift will be matched 100%. It is a partnership challenge hour. So if you can make that special gift of $50 a month or one-time gift of $600, it's doubled. Or if you can put a zero on the end of that, just like Rosa did, and make it a $6,000 gift, it's doubled to $12,000.
Yeah, the doubling can't be underestimated. Talk about a force multiplier. And the way that works is we have certain benefactors who, and typically they don't want to be named. They're doing this anonymously. But what they do is they'll say, I'd like to pledge a certain amount of money for whatever comes in during an hour, I will donate the same amount of money. That's how this happens. Sometimes it's a parish, sometimes it's an individual donor. And from day to day, I don't really know until it happens, you know, whether or not we have this. But we do, and we have it right now. So that's why those big donations that came in are so important, because they get doubled instantaneously.
That's right. Call now. It's 877-291-0123. Have your gift doubled. Just a few minutes left, and we still need, it looks like, 83 people. 83 people will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you for that gift. There's another one. This is how we do it. Keep those gifts coming. A lot that we need to collect here. A lot of people need to respond in the last 4 minutes of this hour. If you can hear us, we need you to call, even if you've already given during this pledge drive. Perhaps you can give another $25 or $50 one time. If you haven't, make that a monthly gift. Make that a recurring gift and join the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. It's real easy when you reach out and respond at relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone and tablet, and you can see the different gifts we have and kind of decide where, you know, what gift do you want, and then you can make your gift accordingly.
That's or a call, nice feeling.
Exactly. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, you can call if you get a busy signal, because people are piling in. We'd like to have more people pile in. You could be one. If you get a busy signal, though, when you call 877-291-0123, don't forget you can pledge online at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And please don't forget, this is a matching day, dollar for dollar. So any amount that you come in with is going to be doubled. And that means a huge amount to us in order to get to our goal tomorrow.
Thank you so much. So far, we've had almost 10 people have responded to my call here in the last few minutes. Let's get 10 more. Be one of those next 10 that reaches out and responds at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I love it. They're coming in fast and furious now. Let's keep it going. We still need, it looks like, about 65 people. Oh, we're blowing up the phones. Let's keep it coming. 65 people right now that can still reach out and join our team at relevantradio.com or by using the app. And of course, if you're hitting a busy signal or having a hard time getting through on the phone, remember, there's never any wait or any congestion when you go to relevantradio.com or you open up the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yeah, there's so many ways to do it. Three of them right there. I mean, you could walk a check into our studios, mm-hmm. but it's so much easier to just call or to go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Now, I keep mentioning this, but it is important, so please bear with me. I want you to have this conversation. It's a 40-minute long conversation that Josh Raymond and I had. I've been telling you about this, but let me underscore the fact that the only way that you'll get this is if you go to relevantradio.com or you use the Relevant Radio app. Doesn't mean that we don't want you to call, but things are set up so we can get you this digital download immediately when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more online. So please don't forget that. If that's important to you, if you want that, go there now, make your pledge of a dollar a day or more, and you'll have it in your phone just like that.
We're doing good. We just need another 25 people here in the next minute. Be one of those 25 that visits our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond.